Pete Placini, the Gadget Guy, is online right now. Hello, Pete. How are you?
I'm fine. And you?
Very well indeed. Thank you, Peter.
Where have you gone? There's not much of you left.
No. Shadow of my former self, Pete.
You are. You
15 are. Kilos down in 90 days. It's a pretty good feeling.
It's remarkable. I'm very impressed.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you very much. Now, Pete, look, I'm impressed. You got me onto Apple. I must admit, you got me onto the Apple devices. The iPhone, you said it was great. And Tanya was a bit of a MacBook fan. Then I got the iPad 3 or the new iPad.
Plus we
have ourselves the iMac. Having all of three of those have just been sensational for us as a family to be able to share photos, to link everything together. But Apple are predicting you're actually predicting the Apple Big September. Tell me more about that.
Well, it's not actually me predicting it because I've burnt my fingers too many times predicting what Apple's going to do. So what I'm doing is quoting an analyst to you.
Ah.
An analyst who speaks, his name's Brian White, and he works with Topeka Capital Markets in the US. And these guys talk to the supply chain, the companies in China that supply the different components for Apple products.
Ah, yes.
So some of the predictions we're hearing is, first of all, September's the big month for Apple, which is odd. It hasn't ever been a September launch of product. So that's the first thing. So we're going to see some amazing things in September. Now, included in that, and then the two that kind of caught my eye was we've been expecting an iPhone 5.
Mm-hmm.
We talked last week about the Samsung Galaxy S3, which sort of really clips the 4S, the Apple 4S, I would venture to say it is now the best smartphone on the market, not the Apple 4S.
Mm.
So, but it's a movable feast, it changes from month to month.
Yeah.
So we should expect the iPhone 5. Now, this is going to be a seminal launch for Apple, mainly because, if you think about it, the competition has really hotted up. It's hotted up from HTC, Samsung, LG's coming back into the market. We're about to see Windows 8, which is, we're told, and you can download a version of the preview. They're coming back into the market in a big way with Nokia. So it's going to be a really hot kind of back half of the year.
Mm.
But it'll be interesting to see if Apple has increased screen size because, of course, the Galaxy S3, the standout feature is a 4.8-inch screen, which is, compared to the 3.5-inch screen on the current iPhone. But here's the one that kind of came out of left field for me. There has been some chatter about Apple releasing a mini iPad, obviously a lot cheaper and really a competitor to the e-readers. And what we're seeing there, which is remarkable, I think, or will be seen as remarkable, is a 7-inch iPad.
Yeah, I reckon that's a very cool idea.
Yeah, I think it is a smart idea. It will take on head-on the e-readers, and also a lot of the other manufacturers, Acer, Asus, Toshiba, are all starting to launch smaller, thinner, lighter tablets. And a lot of people don't want the 10-inch tablet, but they want something that's a bit bigger than a phone. So, it's going to be a very interesting September, particularly if Apple, choose their launch process. There could be two, maybe even three products that come out in September. Now, normally the iPad's launched in March, and we see an upgrade for the iPhone in October. So this could really set a cat amongst the pigeons. But it's all good because we get better products.
Yeah, well, that's essentially what it's all about. Now, yes. Pete, coming up very soon, I want to talk more to you about this over 55s have got better passwords than some teenagers. So I reckon we might even chat again tomorrow. What do you reckon?
Oh, I'd love to.
Good stuff. All right, well, I'll catch up with Pete Placina tomorrow right here at 2ST.